Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Tell you tonight that the magic number is 845. So that's the number. Head out to Sabas, to Island Luck, to Flowers, to Chances, to Shore Wind, and Percy's Web Cafe. 845. And I want my 10%. Okay. First, I'd like to thank the Prime Minister. In personal terms, this victory to me is an affirmation of my humanity after a particularly noxious campaign. I want to thank the Prime Minister for his affirmation of my humanity because the public statement which he made is unusual for a leader to do, but it came after a particularly nasty set of comments generated in the public. And this suggested that somehow I was less than human. It will take all my Christian charity to forgive it. But I want to thank him all the same for that affirmation. Secondly, I want to point out that had we not succeeded today or tonight, there was a consequence which would follow in our system. It meant that there was a repudiation of the Prime Minister as head of the Cabinet's decision, and would have led to my resignation from the Cabinet. I wrote that resignation this morning, just in case.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Monday, November 13th, and it's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Nuri, and I shall be your host for today as we do an anatomy of a convention. So that was the chairman of the Progressive Liberal Party just now, Fred Mitchell. And he says that 845 is the number to buy. 845 is the number to buy. And don't forget his 10%. And you might as well bring my 3% this way too, since I give you the number again. 3% is good money. I could give Aaron some.
No.
You don't want no money?
I don't want none of that.
Then I should keep the 3% for myself. What I found interesting in that wasn't a press release. It's his response to the election, the chairmanship election of the Progressive Liberal Party, was that there were some nasty things said. He said that was said about him. That was harsh, brutal, scarring, deliberate, that hurt. It was so gruesome in nature that it hurt, that it takes all of his Christendom. How do you say it in Anglican?
I don't want to get struck by lightning.
You afraid of lightning?
Yeah.
Zeus religion type thing? Anyway, all it is Christendom to overcome. Don't feel hurt, vexed about what transpired in that campaign. Said it was gutter. It was nasty. So I want to stick a pin there, but I will move on.
Don't move on. Why you want to move on?
Because I want to make you listen to this. Also, it was a referendum on him and on the Prime Minister. In fact, if he was not elected as chairman, the good chairman said he was going to resign immediately as Minister of Foreign Affairs.
And
I want people to appreciate that.
No, yeah, appreciated. Stop.
Mr. Mitchell
Hold
not
on.
Being
Mr.
Foreign
Mitchell,
Affairs
who
Minister.
Was in an election. Who's in an election? He was in an election for what? What was he in an election for? The chairman of the PLP party
is trying
to tell us that Westminster Convention requires that if he had lost the race for chairman of the party, that he's supposed to resign as a member of the cabinet? That's what Mr. Mitchell said. The first run out the gate as the newly reappointed chairman for the PLP party, that's what he said? That if he had lost the chairman race, that he would have been required to do the honorable thing and resign as a member of cabinet? And that's why it was so important for him to win the race?
You know when you're playing poker or cards, whatever the game is, when you say, I call you, not only if he did not win the chairmanship, and we're seeing that the chairman is acknowledging that he should be duty-bound to resign. The prime minister, the leader of the Progressive Liberal Party, would have had to resign if Fred Mitchell...
Resigned as what, the leader of the party?
Leader of the party, subsequently as prime minister, immediately. And I'm taking that lead by what Fred Mitchell said.
Pause.
Because it's a
referendum. So you could be brought before the courts and charged with rape and threats of death, and Westminster Convention don't require you to do the honorable thing and resign.
Talk about that PLP,
but he's trying to tell. I just talking.
Talk about that PLP MP, right? Nobody was bringing up that PLP MP. We were talking about the chairmanship.
We're talking about Westminster Convention as raised by the newly appointed chairman of the PLP party, who suggested that if he had lost the chairmanship race in the PLP party convention,
yes,
that Westminster system would require him to resign.
He wrote his letter already. He had the letter that he was going to table.
Yeah,
to read.
Somebody then says, Marguerite, you know, pardon me, you know, Lady Pindlin, call him and tell him.
My point is, if he had to resign, clearly the prime minister or the leader of the Progressive Party. And let me tell you why he had to resign. Because the prime minister endorsed Fred Mitchell.
Prime minister endorsed Kirk Cornish, but yet he sits, they all sit.
I thought you said he was going to call a good MP name. That man, innocent.
It's a totally different situation.
Yeah, innocent until proven.
Absolutely.
That he did it.
But Westminster system says the honorable thing to do is, while we're waiting to determine your innocence or guilt.
What if you steal money at a water place? Allegedly. Can you resign?
You're supposed to.
You just mix up.
Westminster Convention dictates
that
honorable men and women do the honorable thing.
I'm not sure. I think you get this Westminster thing mixed up. We're talking about the chairmanship, right?
The chairman is talking about Westminster.
Personally, the idea that Mr. Mitchell only get 57% after the leader of the party endorsed him should mean that the prime minister should resign. The leader of the Progressive Liberal Party should resign and allow someone else to take that position.
Well, given the nature of the campaign... Given the nature of the campaign, I would not be upset if the leader of the party said, after giving my endorsement to the incumbent and the tremendous amount of energy that we spent on this campaign, and we only got 57% of the votes, did I read that as a lack of confidence in me as a leader having endorsed the incumbent? Then I can step down. I could see that. See, remember when you stuck a pin the first time?
Yeah.
I won't go back there.
Go ahead.
Just for a second. When Mr. Mitchell talked about the noxious campaign and how being reelected is an affirmation of his humanity. What noxious campaign is he referring to?
I'm not quite sure, but clearly some campaign was so vicious, so demeaning in nature, that any reasonable person would respond in kind, but he held back.
But those people were campaigning on behalf of Mr. Mitchell. The noxious campaign, the nasty messages were promulgated and published by people purporting to be campaigning for Mr. Mitchell.
No, what he's talking about is against him. All kind of vicious things said about him. Evil and sinister things.
Where? What? I mean, my inbox is overwhelmed with nasty campaign material directed toward his opponents. I've not seen, I've not seen one.
There are memes.
But what I'm telling you is
there were memes.
All of the memes, all of the voice notes, all of the videos that I've seen.
Were anti-Fred Mitchell memes also.
Were all anti-Lines and Shane. I'm not saying that they don't exist. What I'm saying is those that I saw, those that were published most frequently in the networks that come to me, were all anti-Gibson and anti-Lines. And some nasty things. Some things beneath A.D. Hanna PLP, beneath a Milton Taylor PLP, these were the nastiest of messages, so unnecessary, and led me to consider whether the PLP had the capacity to launch, engage, enforce any policy or program centered on women's empowerment or the protection of women and girls.
The U.S. would call it lone wolves. That's what when they're talking about terror cells and things. Lone wolf. That's lone wolf people who was doing these things out of the party sight and sanction. These were people who took it upon themselves to say, hey, this is my man.
People are part of the party machinery using
but
party
not
resources.
Instructed by the party leadership. They're working on their own.
Is this one of those with the left hand the left hand don't know what need to know what the right hand is doing?
You can't convince me. I can say on air.
No.
I can't say on air.
You didn't say it. You can't convince me, right? That Mr. Mitchell is unaware that his party has these mechanisms called war rooms. In fact, wasn't this the young man the other day that was quoting all of this literature talking about the dogs of war and all of this? You telling me that he is unaware of the elements? See, he tried to tell me being the general public, that he don't know who manages this Bahamas Uncensored.com.
I don't know who manages it, and I supposed to know everything. But
that's Jesus peeping.
That's great getting texts.
I'm just saying, you don't want to read some of them texts out loud?
No, I don't care reading these texts out loud.
What I'm saying is that just throw the whole thing away. What a disgraceful and disrespectful initial statement. I mean, why would you even raise your head to say that to us, the affirmation of my humanity after noxious campaigns directed towards me? To all of the callers that told me, oh, it's just politics, that's the way that politics works. Do you hear your man crying? Do you hear him crying? He can't stand the fire, but he put the flame to the tinder.
And I hear that, but let's continue to analyze.
Some of the messages were so nasty, Mr. Newry, that I can't even utter.
And that's all subjective because you sound one-sided, and I'm saying that there were nasty messages on the other side.
Did you send any of them to me?
No, because you're one-sided.
So you just did, I didn't need to see them because I wouldn't believe them?
That's because you live in St. Anne's and I live in Fox Hill. It's a bit different. Producer. I want you to play something for me as we continue this analysis on what next. What next happens after... Oh, we have a caller too?
Yeah.
Okay, the caller, you should stay on. I just saw that the beep. Okay, call back. But no, let me listen to this and then you call. I see you, caller. Don't hang up. We can play this and then we go to the caller.
It's now. You are close like no one.
Mr. Newry, where you get that clip of me singing in the Anglican choir?
You wish you could sing that good.
That's me at St. Anne's. That's how I sing at St. Anne's.
You wish you could sing that good.
But
I'm just saying that if you don't know the song, you hum.
Mm-hmm.
You hum. Let's go to the caller here. Go ahead, caller. Welcome.
Oh, you mouth. You just mouth it.
Do I hum?
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, sir.
Aaron Green, don't get mad, but let's be frank. You're being a little bit disingenuous. There was no nasty slanderous report sent out by Ms. Light.
Okay, caller, pause right there. Don't go anywhere. Children in school? Any children around you?
No, ma'am.
Children in school, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Let's cut this right down. Let's cut it right down right now.
Uh-huh.
The last message I saw immediately prior to the PLP convention opening.
Yes,
right. And I'm going to say it on air because y'all don't seem to believe me. The first five words in the video is this. Producer, keep your hand on the button. You've got a 7-second delay. Good. The video said, Shane and Robin pulling train on the PLP. You don't have anything to say to me after that, sir.
Yes, I do.
That is nastiness.
Listen,
that is nastiness. It is intolerable. Hold on, pause. I can let you continue speaking. I'm not going to hang up on you, but let me say this.
Go ahead.
That language speaks to the rape of young girls. That's what that phrase, pulling train, means. It is nasty. And that the moment that a member of the PLP leadership heard that voice note, whether they endorsed it or not, they were supposed to pull it and they were supposed to post a public apology, because that type of publication, that type of statement is beneath decent adults, whether they Christian, they Rasta, they Muslim. It is unacceptable. And juxtapose it to the sharp increase in violence against young girls. Juxtapose it to the story I read about Nygaard this morning. To have your PLP proponents publishing messages like that, and then to have Fred Mitchell get up on the election stage and to suggest that it is he
you
who is the victim.
My MP, and I don't like where
that he is the victim of these noxious campaigns.
It was
when he is very aware of what the proponents of his party are doing, and don't let yourself for a moment think that this message is only ascribed to the PLP. The FNM do it. The COI do it. The DNA did it. You all seem to think that this is acceptable. But what I'm telling you is that you are feeding into a rape culture.
And I hear you. And I don't want to dismiss you, but let the gentleman respond.
Thank you, caller.
So, no, let me respond.
That's what I'm saying. I didn't want to hang him up.
Yes, go ahead.
There you go.
Caller going? Okay, call back, caller. I'll give you that 30
seconds. Yeah, because I just asked him to pause. I didn't ask him to hang up.
Yeah, but I want to analyze what next for the PLP. Now that, all right, let's call again. Now that Ms. Lines lost the election, is there room underneath this tent? Now that Gibson is back in the fold, is there room under this tent? Who goes now to make overtures to make things all as well after such a bitter campaign? What is next for what I call the machinery, the operation of the PLP, to make it much better?
I don't know. How do you recover from that?
And who should be speaking? Can it be the chairman still after the engagement?
Right.
Or should it now be the leader of the party come and say, okay, I know it was bad, but let's all come together.
And how do you do that with an 845-630 split? Where you're looking at 60-40, right? How do you then bring the party back together when such a large proportion of your party push in a different direction?
Mm. Let's go to the caller. Let's see if that's a gentleman again. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Yes, the producer said he missed hanging home up this note.
Okay, yeah, good. Yeah.
Ms. Green, with all due respect to you as a learned lawyer, professional.
Not a lawyer, just an advocate.
Just an advocate, but you still study law, right?
A little bit. I ain't got no degree.
Yeah, okay, but I still recall your lawyer.
Yes, sir. Okay?
Listen to me. That's your interpretation of what was said, okay? There was also nasty, slanderous remarks made from their campaign also, okay? But see, my thing is this. When you enter the political life, all right, look at the today prime minister. Do you remember what the opposition put out on the today prime minister?
He couldn't travel, right? Because he couldn't travel because he's a drug
not only leader. That all kind of other slanderous remark besides that. What worse than that? But my thing is this: when you enter politics, you have to have broad shoulders. Okay, nothing in politics should be personal. Okay, because your purpose to enter politics is supposed to be for service, right or wrong?
True.
Okay, so my thing is, nothing was personal attacks towards what I call.
I don't care about Robin. See, Robin won't play in the.
A woman.
I know, but here's what I'm saying. Robin won't play in the pit with them. What I'm saying is, have they considered the implications of their statements outside of politics and in governance? and how perpetuating this type of language becomes a barrier to them actually enforcing policies to protect women and girls from sexual violence.
But it has had nothing to do with sexual violence.
But that's what it is. Why you use the word? Why you use the words?
That's your interpretation.
Well, what did they mean? What's your interpretation? What's your interpretation?
Let me explain myself. They interpreted that Shane was supporting Robin, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then both of them were pulling together to either let one of them to get the chairmanship. That's what the interpretation I got.
But why didn't they say ganging up? Why did they have to use that term that's been used?
As a grown adult, you have a right to use whatever words, and you could interpret it the way you want to.
Mm-hmm.
And the law is interpreted by judges differently.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, that's all I'm saying. Nothing personal. Okay?
I got you.
Thank you, ma'am.
I got you. And I could understand Robin Lyons taking it like that, like there's nothing personal. But we're talking about how language and the promulgation and perpetuation of language, right, reinforces culture.
Aaron, I like to say the Penguin era in the PLP is over. But let's go to the next caller right now. Go ahead, caller. Caller, can you hear me? Go in once. Go in twice. Okay, we gang up that, right? But like I said, what next, Aaron? Who should make the overtures now to heal the party? Can it be a Fred Mitchell, the chairman, whose job it is or would have been to go and heal the party? Or because of the damage,
The violent nature of the campaigns?
Mm-hmm.
Is it impossible, right? Will it be impossible?
Yes.
To what's the it's a medical word where you like you coalesce to bring it back in
NPO?
To healing.
Oh,
no, that's a different version. Medical word.
Yes, yeah. Let's go right. To the caller. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me? Guided Reader AM.
Good morning. Good morning. How y'all doing?
Good. Thank you.
Ms. Green, I totally agree with you in every which way, especially your description of who it could have hurt.
Mm-hmm.
I totally agree with you. I believe that it should have been condemned. And not only should have been condemned from one party, it should have been condemned by all parties.
Mm-hmm.
So I totally agree with you.
Thank you. Thank you. It just, when you are at the top,
mm-hmm.
when you're the boss, right, you have a duty of care. Everything you say, everything that you do has to be measured, and you have to concern yourself with the impact of what you say and the consequences of your speech.
You sound like Mrs. Obama. Talk about when they go low, you go high. When you go low, when they go low, you have to go lower.
Listen, when they go low,
you mash them up.
I gather up conch shells. But I am not a politician.
Mm.
I am not in frontline politics.
Mm.
But you notice on the radio station, every day I attempt to do what Michelle Obama say. When they go low, you must go high and lift them up with you. Corinne Mitchell used to tell me this
mm-hmm.
all the time. She heard me on one show one day.
And you go on low.
I didn't sneak out. I didn't tell her where I was going. I didn't sneak out like that. I tell a guy now. I didn't tell her I was going on a radio show. Somebody called and say, your granddaughter on right now. Listen, when I came back up, I went right down to Jones. You know, that's why she's hot. Went right down to Jones. I come back up. And she'd say, I heard you on the show. She said, when you're smart, you must use your intelligence for good and not for evil. And the second thing she said was, don't ever let anybody shame themselves in front of you. If you're smarter than them, even if you oppose them, you still have a duty of care to help them save face and not embarrass themselves.
Let's go to the call. I want to talk about Grand Bahama. They have an issue in Grand Bahama about a park. They're rowing about a park in Grand Bahama, and I want to talk about that and what should be happening. But let's go to the caller first. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Nira and Aaron.
Yes, sir.
I agree with you, but the language did not come from the PLP camp. It came from somebody who was up.
That video? You saw it?
Yeah, I saw the video. But it did not come from the PLP camp. I don't know which other it came from, but I want to make it clear, it didn't come from the PLP
camp. How many PLP war rooms are there?
A lot. I mean, they're free to put anything in the room. But But Newman, you mentioned the park.
Yes, I'm going to talk about the park right now.
What about the park? Grand Bahama.
I can talk about it right now.
What you know about the park in Grand Bahama, Pumpkin Eater?
But I got to comment back on it. Comment on it.
Yeah,
I
mean, you could call anytime, man. I can talk about it right now.
Okay, what you saying, Eric?
I'm saying, what you know about the park in Grand Bahama?
I can wait till you're off. I'm a bus journalist, Eric.
Yeah, I can talk about it. I can go right now. I just want to make knowledge that Mr. Mitchell said that, or suggested, implied that this, whatever the negative commentary against him, happened within the PLP,
mm-hmm.
right? So I want to make sure, mention that. I know
Pumpkin Eater, he's suggesting that it didn't come from the endorsed war rooms.
Now, mind you, I have a voice note, a voice clip from the leader of the FNM, but I won't give them no free play. They need to come on the show, especially during this campaign.
They need to call April Moss and book a show.
Yeah, man. So I give them no free play. Right? They ain't entertaining. Again, he's in his run-out speech, a long speech by Mr. Pintad. And I said, no, man, give me a blight. Help me out. Help the show out. Right? Call in. Send somebody. But this is what happened, right? As they campaign on the ground in Grand Bahama, they come across a dilapidated park.
Mm-hmm.
The park was overgrown. Bushes everywhere. All the swing set and thing was mashed straight up.
Mm-hmm.
They saw it as an opportunity for their candidate, right?
Yeah.
What a bishop name?
Grant. Ricardo
bishop
Grant.
Grant. And say, hey, people, you see this park here with mash up? We can fix it for you. They bring all kind of bulldozers, and they bring all kind of extra black dirt. They bring all kind of swing set.
The good soil.
They bring good soil.
Yeah.
Even the irrigation system.
Yeah.
To sprinkle the everything. The money was being paid, made, spent.
Yeah.
To refurbish this park. And as they start bulldozing and pushing things down and bringing the equipment to fix this park, because they got some high-end stuff too. Some people call the local government? The local government.
Yeah.
And the local government came and say, with the police, the free
with board, the police.
Yeah, police was locking them up. Say, hey, cease and desist. Y'all did not get permission to fix no park.
Remember when I highlighted that I was concerned that Fred Mitchell and Ginger Moxie were prominent figures at the most recent local government election,
mm-hmm.
and the room was decorated in PLP colors almost. Maybe I could say allegedly instead of almost. Remember that? Remember when I highlighted mm-hmm. my concern that it appears as if politics have fused their way into local government in a way that it's not supposed to be?
Mm-hmm.
And now you're telling me that in the midst of a campaign, the FNM come down. They already hold 3 seats in Grand Bahama, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they come down to support the candidate, and they say, oh, let's do this park refurbishment. And they were stopped by local government, and they brought the police with a cease and desist. Did anybody actually get locked up?
No, there was rowing back and forth.
There's rowing.
You know, they're passionate blows, rowing blows, where it seemed like it can get violent. You know how behemoth like
yeah, so. Yeah.
Be like, loud speech, and they're going back and forth. But at this present time, police they can't fix the park. They barricade the whole park.
Because local government say they can't do it.
We have a local government in charge. I want to know who in charge of the park and is local government.
I don't have a problem with local government being in charge of the park. I don't have a problem with local government saying that, hey, you can't actually make refurbishments to the park without the endorsement, approval, engagement of local government, right? Like, we would like to know what's happening. We would like to know if what you're doing is going to disrupt anything that we plan to do in the future. We'd like to know what type of plan, like maybe we've been working with DEPP, Department of Environmental Protection and Planning, right? We've been working with them to ensure that we maintain a certain level of this particular native wildflower. So we need to know what types of flowers you intend on planting, right? Like, there's all kinds of reasons why the local government would want to be engaged. In fact, why they're required, right? Why they lead the process. But it appears as if this is really a matter of politics, right? And that they're being stopped because they're not the right political party. And this is why it's important to separate as much as possible central governance and the executive from local government. This is why we have to create mechanisms to prevent, to minimize, to eradicate totally central government influence on the operation of local government. So now the residents and the children could have had something nice, even if it was just temporary, they could have had something nice, but you stopped it because of politics.
But right now it stopped, so we can see where that goes. I would be remiss, because I know we did write down a list of things that was strange during the PLP's convention. One, they had extended the voting time. I heard that they added new delegates. I'm not sure if that's true.
In fact,
go ahead.
I asked somebody, I was asking them if they were there, how did they feel? Did they feel like everything was legit, right? Like you didn't feel like there was skullduggery occurring. There was no crookery happening. And the person was confident. He said, no. Let me dispel that idea that there was an air of skullduggery, right? But I found this story from Eyewitness News published on the 11th. So I think that's the Saturday night of the convention. And the headline on that story was PLP delegates frustrated with voting process. Again, that's an Eyewitness News report outside the convention hall. Some of the delegates said that it took an extraordinarily long period of time for them to be able to enter the room to vote. Some people talked about weaving through lines for over 3 hours, right? It took them forever. Some people indicated that they felt like they were being jumped in the line, that people were being preferenced or were able to proceed ahead of them and got into the room to vote before them, even though they'd been on the line for a long period of time. One of the organizers indicated that there were insufficient presiding officers to manage the flow of people and the voting process. And one of the people being interviewed said that there was no preference given for disabled delegates, right? They weren't prioritized. There was no special line. And some of them felt like they waited far too long, but everybody said they were prepared to wait because they wanted to have their vote. Now, some of the concerns I saw raised, some people said that the process was delayed, the voting process was extended, more time was given for delegates to vote, and then some bodies, there were several places I saw this rumor, alleged that the fix is in and that a whole bunch of votes showed up that they didn't expect to be there. And so I think I remember reading, Mr. Newry, that as a part of the convention, they intended to expand the number of delegates per constituency. So like at the beginning of the convention, they may have added more delegates to the floor. And so these are just some of the concerns raised by people who said they participated in the process. Now, this is what the highlight of my research. I spoke to somebody and I said, hey, I didn't expect Robin to get so many votes. 845 versus, 630, that's a lot of votes. I said, I didn't expect her to get that many votes. I don't know if they heard me, but they said, but there's only 736 delegates.
What?
So I know this is your hour, Mr. Newry. Mm-hmm. I know this is your hour, but if anybody who is a part of the PLP machinery could call in.
I'd say the total amount of votes should be cast.
Right, like how many delegates were viable, were verified to vote, how many delegates were allowed to vote, how many voted, and does the PLP produce a breakdown, an analysis of their internal elections, and then do they publish that? Do they produce it for the public?
You're suggesting all kind of skullduggery.
No, I'm suggesting that...
But this is what I want to ask you.
They be as transparent as they purport that they can be at the national level.
At one point in time, the former governor general walked in with Lyon. There are a number of PLP women who said this hurted Lang's opportunity. I say the contrary. But have you in your interviewing people, what did they say? Oh, how? What was the pulse in terms of seeing Ms. Lyne walk in with the former First Lady and former Governor General, Dean Marguerite Johnson Pinglin?
I think a few of those people I spoke to saw it as, what do you call that, a fleeting grasp for power by the Pinglin family. Like they're trying to maintain a place of prominence in the party.
I thought it was an endearing move. I thought, you know, they see a professional woman. They realize what was against her. And they say, you know what? Let me go and help.
Yeah.
Let me use my esteem. I thought it helped. I saw an endearing attempt to say, hey, we support you and your effort.
I mean, I think it helped the party as a whole, right? Like in terms of the image of the party as a whole, that Ms. Pinglin endorsed her, and then that when Lyons was called up to the floor, there were so many women's voices cheering for her. And I think possibly in the same way that I extended my support, which was to say, I don't necessarily agree with your politics. I don't necessarily agree with you being a part of the PLP party. I don't even necessarily agree with you running for chairman. But I denounce the violence that you've met, right, that has been meted out to you. And I stand in support of that. I think that's a good look for the party. Mm. And for me, it was heartwarming to hear so many female voices cheering on the floor when her name was announced to come up to the podium, I think, for the beginning of the voting process.
Yes. That was nice to see, because I said I was concerned. So, boy, if she doesn't have even a good chair and crowd.
Right.
You know?
And I even took my feelings away for a second and said it may not have been public support, but it was support on the convention floor.
And let me quickly get this call through, and then we'll take a break. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, Mr. Nuring.
Go ahead.
If you see Mr. Gibson to the run also, Ms. Lyne would get beat bad in there. Those senior Stalwart Council, they love Mr. Brave Davis. You see? And that's the reason why the people know that this is a crucial time for the next election in 2026. And I don't think this woman could handle Mr. Sands and Michael Pintat. These fellas, they go low. And she ain't want to take that road. See, you can say what you want to say about Mr. Mitchell. Brother, if you go low, he going with you. You see? And something you said a little while ago. I think, like even the Bible tells you, there's a time and season for everything. Depending on them days, their errors over. And people must get with it, move with it. I don't care who you bring. There comes a time, yes, season is over. But some people do not like it, except they believe because, oh, I'm going to show up at her or show up at him. That ain't working now with this younger generation. They're moving on. Thank you, sir.
I hear you, but Monique needs a seat. That's what I say. Anyway, Guardian Radio, hear you. I'll be coming right back.
Holiday season is upon us, and everyone's going to be looking for those special items on their gift list. Merchants, here's your opportunity to have your products placed in the Nassau Guardian's Holiday Gift Guide. This year, shoppers are going to be searching for perfect presents at the right price. Anything from a family island weekend getaway to electronics, jewelry, and even clothes. Santa Claus is coming to town. For one low price, you can have your ads published twice this December in the Nassau Guardian's Holiday Gift Guide. Deadline for registration is Wednesday, November 30th. Be sure to contact your Nassau Guardian sales agent or call the Nassau Guardian directly at 302-2300. Be sure to ask about our 15-30-second Christmas radio commercial bonanza.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
The Nassau Guardian's Holiday Gift Guide. Our gift to you. Because Christmas...
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The public is advised that East Street will be closed from Friday, November 10th, 2023 at 5 p.m. until Monday, November 13th, 2023 at noon. As a result, vehicular traffic will be unable to access East Street from Shirley Street to East Hill Street. We apologize for any inconvenience this may cause and sincerely appreciate your patience and understanding.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Man, I hear Anne-Marie voted for Langton.
We back? Anyway, this is Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. Sorry about that. I was... Read that text here.
You sure wives could vote on the convention?
No, let's move. Just read that text.
Okay. I love Lady Pinlane, but she was wrong for walking around and telling people to vote for Ms. Lines. When her husband was leader and he spoke, the people listened. Mr. Davis is the leader. He spoke and all knew who he supported and wished the people did as well. But do you know if Lady Pinlane followed... Like, did Lady Pinlane behave? See, what you're telling me, text is...
She's a strong woman.
That when Pinlane spoke, the PLP people behave. And when Davis speaks, the PLP people behave. But let me ask you a question. You think Margaret Pinlane just turn over and behave when Pinlane speaks?
Mrs. Davis and Mrs. Pinlane are strong women. I heard, I mean, I can say what I heard, who the people them vote for. But I heard from good sources. They go completely contrary. You know, they liberal. But I have a caller here. Let me pass the caller through.
Okay.
Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me? Guardian Radio AM.
Hey,
what's
that?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
You're kind of muffled, but go ahead. I can try and listen.
Yeah, what's happening? You can hear me now?
I can hear you now.
Hey, I would like to touch base on this park in the Pine Forest area at Restaurant Lambo.
Mm-hmm.
This is a tactic that the PLP is playing. Give you another situation. There's a basketball court in West End proper.
Mm-hmm.
This basketball court being abandoned for years, from Obi to Pekisha to Obi, for many years. So while the bishop was campaigning, the residents, they complained about this basketball court,
mm-hmm.
that they need backboards and they need hoops.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, the bishop said, okay, tomorrow morning, I will have a team here tomorrow morning to repair this basketball field so y'all have something to play in the community. When we left West End that night, one of the young men in the yard called us and tell us that no, local government said no, do not touch it. They already have a team scheduled to fix that basketball court.
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm saying is that basketball court had been abandoned for years.
Yeah.
Soon as they found out that the bishop was going to try to repair it for the residents in that area, now all of a sudden, don't touch it.
Mm-hmm.
We have that on the agenda to fix. The Walmart, the first thing we'll have a team there to fix it. And this is the same thing with the park and Pine Forest, West Grand Mama. This is a trend that the PRP is doing, and they are continuing to do.
Absolutely. You're going to call me when local governments start working on the park, right?
Yeah, most definitely. But, you know, and be that as it may, it doesn't matter who fixed the park. The main thing is the park is being fixed for the residents in that area.
You think
it doesn't matter who fixes it.
You think the park can get fixed before the by-election?
Well, if it doesn't fix it, Bishop is committed to fixing it.
There you go. Thank you very much.
It doesn't matter who fixes it.
Right, the residents don't care.
Do it before.
Yeah.
The residents don't care. The residents just want these things done. And like I said, these things have been lingering on for years and years and years. And I'm sure if the bishop didn't touch these things would have never been addressed.
Absolutely.
I remember when the bishop had no money for no washing machine or no TV, when he could fix a park now. God is good. That's what I can say. God is
You got a team
good.
Now.
But I hear COI is spending money like dirt down
what,
there.
Lincoln, I'm sorry. What money? Where did they get the money from?
I don't know. Remember they just collecting dollar at the foot of the bridge and thing?
Yeah, they're doing their dollar drives.
It adds up. They could spend money like dirt.
It does add up. It does add up.
Let's go to the next caller.
Okay,
man.
And then I got one text.
Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me? Got it. Producer, yeah, go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Hey, one more time, Nuri. Listen, the bishop's party was in 4.5 years ago, right? Mm-hmm. They wasn't thinking about the park at that time, right? Now that they know that the PLP has plans for that particular park, that's why there were barricades put around the park, okay?
You can call us when they fix the park?
The park is going to hurt. Listen to me. The seawall, the park, today the government building is being, the complex is being opened and named after Obi Wan today.
That is good to know.
Good stuff. Thank you.
So money getting spent.
It's election time.
Obi get his own building. Did a good job down there. Let's go to the next caller. Get that text ready. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Hey, good day. This is again, Karen and Mary.
Good day.
Listen, the gentleman from down there called us now and said that the park was like that for a while. And nobody checked for it.
Uh-huh.
And so as the bishop said that he was going to deal with it. Now they get to him. Now this next gentleman called and saying, the park was there a long time, 4.5 years. Listen, going back and forth is why we can't move forward. Mm-hmm. You understand me? They were no longer in. Hello? Obi was there. And y'all are in. Did Obi do anything with it? Did they help Obi get anything done with the park? The senior park? Really? Oh, he only going to it because of people? No! Obi was there. They did nothing to assist him with dealing with West End. I hear Mr. Ingram now talking about things. I was surprised. I thought he was a consultant to the people then.
Things change.
Yeah.
Things has changed.
Change what?
Mm-hmm.
But I like it.
Take care. Thanks very much. Read that text.
Don't let politics use you. Use politics. A text that says, why aren't we noticing the male support and male voices for Mitchell? Why don't we notice men like we notice women? This is why Miss Lyons got her skirt beat off of her. Tell her wear pants next time. Dear texter.
That ain't sexist.
It's just sexist. It's rape culture. It's just...
Beat that pants off.
You want me to focus on the men who were supporting Mitchell? Which of the men? The ones who were putting out those nasty voice messages?
There's no man. That's
to
woman
support him.
That's how your
you
woman
sure?
Go. Yeah.
You sure it's all women?
I know how yours go.
I'm just saying, I would love to talk about...
That was lionesses I
the male support and male voices for Mitchell. Where were they? What were they saying? In fact, I only heard myself and one other woman, two other women publicly give support. One who I think is Charlotte Green and one a representative from South Beach, PLP South Beach branch, right? I want to know what you're talking about, texter. I don't think you're making sense.
Let's go to this caller. Producer Patrick caller through. Go ahead, caller.
Hi.
Hey, go ahead.
Good morning, Mr. Neary.
Good morning. How you doing?
Thank God for life as usual, and Miss Korean Poppy.
Yes,
I was wondering if anybody knows the building where the gang will open up with naming after Obi.
Mm-hmm.
If they get occupancy certificate, and if any furniture's in there yet.
So you say they just opening it for the
just opening vacay
for the spectacle
or for the by election.
Yeah.
And I want to say thanks to the people. Let me say it right. The delegates of the Progressive Liberal Party, in spite of the leader saying that he wanted Fred Mitchell, 600 and how much? 30?
Yeah.
630 something?
630 flat.
That food, huh?
845 Mitchell.
No. I'm talking about the Robert Lyons lady.
Yeah, she got 630.
Well. She didn't get a pants beat off of her. She might not win, but she did well. And the delegates, they stand up. Maybe the next time around, we will get him if he don't change his political attitude and the way how they can't only, they horses the party, him and the leader, they have a good opportunity to make change things around for PLPs and Bohemians, generally speaking, in the country. So then get their pants beat around and say thanks to Mr. Lyons for coming up and representing the persons who felt like it is a problem in the party, people like Shane Gibson, thanks to them, Lady Pinlin, to Miss Laura Williams, the fruit lady.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I want to thank all of them, man. In spite of us not losing, you know, I think they represent and they stand up good. And I think Brave Davis and Fred Mitchell have a good opportunity now to take care of those PLPs, stop the separation and the divide and stuff like that. And but who entitling all that stuff? And they get their own city. Like they drop in one set of entitled persons or persons who might have worked sweat and tears in the party and starting up their new group of people. They need to stop that foolishness. Like they shooting themselves in their foot. So although they didn't win Ms. Lyons, they still stand up and represent so she can keep her head up and she get a lot of things to do in that PLP. Because don't forget now, Brave Davis might be but 72 or 74, and Fred Mitchell 70, they on their way out. These people, them growing up, so we got to support them. Thank God for them. Y'all keep up the good work.
Five more years. But I know if I could go on that highway and buy any more fruit, especially after the endorsement. I have to boycott.
Mr. Nuri.
They got to learn.
Mr. Nuri.
They got to learn, Aaron.
Their politics does not concern me, but for the fact that that's what they import into governance.
You got to learn,
Aaron. The PLP's business is everybody's business. The FNM's business is everybody's business if they think they are entitled to govern this country.
I could buy my mango from someplace else.
You should buy it from me. That's why you're in the position you're in now.
This has been Guardian Radio here with C.A. Nuri. Have a blessed and wonderful day.